Bobby G Breakfast, Island FM at 10:38. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Bobby.
December the 12th. Oh dear. It's going to be a circus. It's voting day, it's the election day in the UK, and as I said previously, there's a lot of people that live out here that think, they look at the news, they wish they could vote and put their, obviously, two penneth worth in, and they're thinking that they can't. But in actual fact, they can.
Well, they may be able to, yes, that's correct.
Tell us if and how they can, if they're sort of...
Okay. Well, the UK is holding, as you just said, a general election on the 12th of December this year. Mm-hmm. British citizens who have been abroad for 15 years or less, so it's people that have been abroad for less than 15 years, can register as overseas voters. For more information, they can go to the gov.uk website, the one we tell people about every week.
Yeah.
And they're from gov.uk/voting-when-abroad.
Have you looked at it?
Yeah, I've been through it. Unfortunately, I'm ineligible to vote because I've been outside of the UK for more than 15 years.
Right, but I mean, is it complicated?
It's all pretty straightforward. You just plug in your details and it pops up, you know, when you, for me, it pops up with big writing sort of saying, unfortunately, you've been outside of the UK for more than 15 years, so you can no longer vote.
What sort of things does it ask?
Your age, nationality, you know, standards kind of
date
questions,
of birth and
stuff like that.
Okay.
And going further into it, I think it asks questions like if you've been registered before, you know, what was the constituency you were in and stuff like that. But I didn't get as far as that. It told me that I'm ineligible to. But yeah, if you aren't registered, you need to register by 11:59 on Tuesday, 26th November. So just under 2 weeks' time.
Right.
You need to have gone through the process and have registered. And once registered, you have to renew your registration every year. You'll get a reminder when it's time to renew. Mm-hmm. If you don't renew your registration, you'll be removed from the register, and then you'll have to make a fresh application next time there's an election or something to vote on in the UK.
Okay. What about if you've never voted before, and obviously this, you know, you didn't take an interest before, but obviously now this is going on with Brexit and things, and you decide, well, I want to take an interest in it. It's my future now, obviously, being living here. I can make a difference. Can you still vote?
Yes, as far as I'm aware, you just go through the process and you plug in all your details and it'll tell you what the process will be from there onwards.
All right, okay. I don't know if you want to have a look at it while we play the next song. If you're at home, it's www.gov.uk/voting-abroad. So have a quick look at that if you want. And if you've got a question, Matt's here for a little while. 6976 110638. And don't forget, if you've got a non-Greek mobile, 0030. And then it's 6976 110638. All right, so we're talking about elections. It's the 12th of December, believe it or not, so they tell me. So we've gone onto the website and we've put all our and we registered.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So what's the next step? What do we do now?
Okay, well, there's two ways that you can vote from abroad. One's by post, and the other is by proxy.
Right.
So overseas voters who are re-registering to vote or newly applying to use a postal vote in the days running up to the deadlines should seriously consider the option of a proxy, as at that stage there's reduced time for them to send out the postal vote to you. So it's better to have someone vote in lieu of you rather than go for the postal vote now that we're registering from now on, say, and there's only limited amount of time, because they have to send out the postal vote to you. You have to complete it and return it from overseas. So if you want to vote by postal vote, if that's the only way you want to vote, in Great Britain for the local electoral registration office, they must receive your postal vote application by 5 p.m. on the 26th of November. So that's only 2 weeks away, or just less than 2 weeks away. Mm. So really, the cut-off time for that has not necessarily passed yet, but it's very, very short. If people want to vote by proxy in Great Britain, your local electoral registration office must receive your proxy vote application by 5 p.m. on the 4th of December. So there's an extra week, or just over a week, mm. there to get those registrations in at the moment.
Mm. Okay.
That's pretty much it. I mean, you can't vote. There's other elements to it. You can't vote a postal vote from abroad if your registered address is Northern Ireland and blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't really come into this. So, yeah, at present, because of the limited time left for people, the best option is to vote using the proxy vote option, where you get someone to go along and cast your vote for you.
Okay, so all right, so you've got to register first, and then what? Obviously, a friend or somebody can go in there and do it for you.
Yes, it obviously, have to be someone you trusted that would vote the way you want them to vote, or the way you want to vote, rather than the way they may necessarily want to.
Okay, all right. Any questions? 6976110638. Looks like the proxy vote is got to be the way then, I suppose, isn't it?
At present, yeah. I mean, you could probably still get in with the postal votes, get the application, print it off, complete it, post it back, but you're cutting it fine, really, at this point in time.
Because, I mean, last time, I think the last election, there was problems and people, all the votes got there afterwards.
Exactly, yeah. There have been reports of that in the past, where there has been issues with postal votes received after the date, yeah.
A couple of questions before we leave this and we go to the news, etc. Let's talk about the postal votes that got lost. I mean, they were saying that they arrived afterwards. Is there any way that or is anybody doing anything about it or to prevent this in future? Or
yeah, well, as you said, there were reported problems with postal ballots for overseas electors in the past. And in preparation for this election, the Cabinet Office is working with the electoral community to support their efforts to ensure that UK nationals, like British nationals overseas, who are currently eligible to vote, are able to participate. But again, as we spoke about, I mean, that includes working closer with Royal Mail, BFPO, the British Forces, Post Office, etc., to make sure that the ballots are out in time and being returned in time. Nevertheless, as we said earlier, overseas voters who are re-registering to vote or newly applying to use a postal vote in the days run up to the deadlines should seriously consider the option of a proxy vote at this stage, because there's the reduced time needed to send out and complete and return the postal votes from those overseas areas.
Why don't you start this process earlier?
Well, the election needs to be called. That's the
But we all knew. We all knew when it was going to be quite a while ago. I mean, all of a sudden, to give us more time to.
Anybody that's voted in the past will already be registered as long as they renewed their registration, as we spoke about earlier. So, going forward, it should be a lot simpler for them. But it's just at this point that we're talking with the limited amount of time available now for the postal registrations and postal votes to get sent back to the electorate.
Just wondered. Yeah. Okay, I mean, the other thing is, you said earlier that you weren't allowed to, or you can't vote because obviously you've been here more than 15 years. Is that something that you think that's going to stay like that, or is it going to change? Or I mean that's quite unfair as well, because it affects your future as well as as everybody else.
With regards to this December general election, the government Parliament has concluded its business on 6th of November. in preparation for the forthcoming election. So changes to the franchise, changes to the way the 15-year kind of part of this effort, it can't occur now because they require parliamentary approval.
Mm-hmm.
So at present, there's no change that can happen to the law. But as we said, there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes between the Cabinet Office and the electoral community to support the efforts of the people that are eligible to vote at present. But as we said, there's nothing that can happen to the existing law or any existing law at present because Parliament has concluded its business.
What a shame, what a shame. Okay, for further details on what we spoke about, voting, etc., etc., and you want to register, you need to go to www.gov.uk/voting-when-abroad. That's what you need to go to. All details on there.
It's pretty step-by-step. Yeah. Web page that you go to, and it just asks you a question at a time, and you just like plug in the questions that you've got, so you can register for the first time, as you said, as you asked Bobby, if you haven't voted before in the past. Otherwise, it'll ask you details of where you were previously registered and the constituency and stuff like that.
Okay, all right, there you go. Right, if you want to get hold of Matt, if you any further details, there's quite a lot, quite a few ways. As we speak about every week, first of all, there's Brits in Greece, which is the page on Facebook. Living in Greece is the other one on the what do you call it, on the website, isn't it?
Yep, it's the Living in Greece guide on the gov.uk website. Mm-hmm. So if you go to www.gov.uk.
Yep.
And from there, go to the British Embassy page. There's a Living in Greece guide. From there, you can get all the details about, you know, what you need, what people need to do prior to Brexit, and, you know, with regards to registering with the Greek authorities, changing your driving license, all of that kind of information. It's all detailed on there. And you can also sign up for updates on there as well. So if there's any change from the Greek government or from a British government, sort of like to sort of say, okay, this has changed, mm-hmm. With regards to the aspects of you being abroad or being in Greece, then there'll be updates on there and you'll get emailed directly just to sort of say, okay, this has changed going forward.
Okay, right. Also, if you want a telephone number, which is quite handy, it's 26950-22906.
That's correct. That's for constant emergencies. So we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There will be someone there to answer your call. So just listen to it. It's a telephone tree. So you press 1 for English, and then I think 3 for consular support, and then 1 again, I think. I can't remember off the top of my head exactly, for that you'd need to speak to someone, and there'll be someone there, consular trained, to answer your call immediately. If we're open in the office and it's something specific with regards to being in Zakynthos or Kefalonia, they'll put you through to us so you can speak to us directly and we'll be able to assist you as much as possible.
Okay, you can also, if you pop in as well, we're in winter mode now, so they need
to... Well, Jane and Helen's still in the office for the remainder of this week. After that point, I'm in the office. The office is open and I plan to be in the office as much as possible, but it's best to book an appointment, again, on the www.gov.uk website if you do require to come in and see me for something specifically.
Okay.
So you can book an appointment on there, otherwise available on the telephone. But because I have other commitments where I need to get out of the office to meetings to come here and chat to you, Bobby, I'm not always within the office in the office hours.
Okay. And to where are you in town? I suppose if you know the main shopping street where all the shops are, Alexander Roma, far as the Hondos Centre, and opposite that, yes?
Yeah, one road down from that towards the seafront. Otherwise, if you're on the seafront, if you walk up or drive up between the Piraeus Bank and Strada Marina Hotel on the seafront. It's two blocks back from there. Okay. If you look up, we're on the second floor, number 28 Foscolu Street.
Okay. You're not far from the new spa now, are you?
Not too far. No, we go get our lunch there sometimes.
There you go. See? All right. So there you go, Dan. He does go in there. Yeah. Have you tried the coffee in that Gregory's yet?
Not the coffee, but we do get our sandwiches from there, though.
Oh, there you go. Right. Okay. Lovely. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Bobby.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.